First, we pray. God, thank you for the gift of Christmas, the gifts we receive this day. This is the most important. In fact, of the gifts we receive in life, this is above all, the birth of Jesus, the gift of grace, God incarnate, made flesh, God now with us. We thank you for your word that is before us in the Gospel of John. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, minds to understand. And most importantly, this morning, we pray for hearts to receive the gift of grace in these words of Jesus. May then the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One of my favorite Christmas stories is how the Grinch stole Christmas. There's no refuting in the children's story that the Grinch indeed did steal Christmas. He went into Whoville and he took the trees, he took the ornaments, he took presents, he took the sweets, he stole it all. Yes, he did eventually return Christmas, we know, because of the Who's heartfelt Christmas spirit, which he did not steal, but he did, in reality, for a short time at least, steal Christmas. Sometimes when I'm not in the greatest mood, kind of my bah humbug spirit, when Christmas comes around, as I prepare, I often think to myself that Christmas has been stolen. Think about it. My son Nathan and I went to Fred Meyer to poke around the day before Christmas Eve, and we waited in a line that was at least 25 people deep. As we drove around, we got frustrated at the crowds at the mall. I didn't see a nativity scene anywhere but Christmas lights and trees and Santa. And I got to thinking, man, Christmas isn't about any of this stuff. Christmas is about the birth of Christ. And society, or the world, has stolen Christmas and replaced it with their own not-so-Christian holiday. I think things like the gifts of the wise men, frankincense, gold, and myrrh, have been stolen and replaced with gadgets and gizmos aplenty. That the humble manger has been stolen and replaced with extravagant dinner parties, lights, and decorative trees. I think to myself that the grace of God given through Mary in the manger has been stolen and replaced with the guy who gives only to those who deserve it, the nice, but the not naughty. Bah, humbug. Do you ever feel that way? Maybe it's just me. But as I think further, though I have these thoughts every Christmas, that it's somehow been stolen and usurped for the world's purposes, I have to remind myself that there is nothing further from the truth. No one can steal the real Christmas, the birth of Christ in the manger. And it's only my attitude and not reality or truth that says Christmas has been stolen from me. There is one, however, who would steal Christmas. Not the Grinch, of course, but we speak of the one who opposes God, the devil, Satan. And this one seeks many ways to steal Christmas, the gift of grace in the Christ child, from those who believe. And that's why I chose this text from John 10 as we think about it this Christmas. Because in John 10, we're reminded by Jesus that there are many who have come before him. They are thieves and robbers. But the sheep, listen to this. Did you hear it? Maybe you're looking at your Bible right now. Verse 8, but the sheep have not listened to them. Yes, Jesus is the great shepherd of those who believe, the sheep. Yes, there is one who is the thief, who seeks to steal and to destroy. These are those who would preach a false gospel empowered by the one who opposes God, the evil one. But Jesus, we must remember, Jesus cannot and will not ever be taken from us. In the prophecy of the birth of Christ recorded in Isaiah, Charles read it for us this morning in verse 7, the prophet says these words. The prophet is referring to the Messiah. The Messiah is the Christ, Jesus, who is born in the manger. And the prophet says, using the words of the Lord, of the greatness of his government and peace, do you remember? There will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. No end. And a forever reign of Christ Jesus, the Messiah. And who will do this? The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And we know it's true. If we think about this baby in the manger who would grow up to be the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one who would die a death on the cross in our place for our sins, but overcome Satan and sin once and for all in the resurrection into new life. And now he sits enthroned at the right hand of God. Yes, God rules today. And will return to rule forevermore. So how do we keep a proper attitude in mind towards Christmas? How do we put aside what I call the bah humbug spirit? Because at the end of the day, my bah humbug spirit is a Steve problem. My attitude must be that of Christ Jesus. The Apostle Peter speaks to how we might maintain a proper attitude toward Christ. And especially at Christmas, we might remember Peter's words. The Apostle Peter, as Charles read for us, encourages believers to thwart the true Grinch of Christmas by first being alert and of sober mind. Awareness is 99% of our battle. Unfortunately, for most of us, we kind of just wander through life paying little attention to the broader spiritual war that's going on around us. I think how different it would be if I would have armored up with the righteousness and salvation and prayer and the Holy Spirit, as Paul encourages in Ephesians 6, before my son and I went out to Fred Meyer. I think my attitude would have been different. Sometimes we're just not aware, and so we're not looking for what's right in front of us. For instance, when I first got to Richland, and it was 9 years ago, December, I was looking for Candy Mountain and Badger Mountain, and I couldn't find them. People, people swore to me that there were mountains in the Tri-Cities. But I couldn't find these mountains. I saw a hill. I saw another hill. I saw several hills stacked together. And it wasn't until somebody said to me, "No, those hills, those are the mountains. Ah, those are the mountains." My attitude changed. I was able to now see what was referred to as Candy Mountain and Badger Mountain. Sometimes we walk through life with something right in front of us and we're just not aware it's there. The spiritual life is like that if we allow it. So that's why Paul says, be alert and of sober mind. He also says, then, resist the devil, resist him, and he must flee from you. This is an intentional and deliberate effort to fight the evil one. And how do we do that? Again, Paul in Ephesians 6 says, put on the armor of God. As you are aware of, Satan, who seeks to thwart and destroy God, maybe especially the baby in the manger, we go to God in prayer. We live by the power of the Holy Spirit into our salvation and righteousness given to us by Christ. Number three, Peter says, stand firm in faith. And faith, if you remember, is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1, the Bible defines faith for us. And we are sure that this Christ child born in the manger is not just another Jewish boy, but the long-awaited for anointed Messiah of God. And we are convinced he grew up, died and was raised, and will return again. And lastly, Peter says, depend on the family of faith. Family is ultra important. And sometimes we think we do this Christian life alone. But I want you to contemplate something this morning. Today, quite literally, billions, yeah, I said that right, billions of people are worshiping Christ Jesus our Lord and remembering his birth. In fact, according to the last world census, 2.5 billion Christians exist in the world. That is 32% of all of the world's population. That's significant. And so Christians are celebrating the birth of Christ today. It's not just us, but those who are of the family of faith. And so we depend on that family to hold us up, to encourage us, to admonish us, and to exhort us to right and holy living. So don't be taken in like I was. Yes, in the children's story, the Grinch stole Christmas. But in the true story of life, Satan can't get close because we have a God who promises there will be no end. That Christ's reign on David's throne over his kingdom will be established and upholded with justice and righteousness from the day of his birth and forevermore. That is the gift of Christmas. Amen.